Yeah, stay on schedule. All right. Well, yeah, it's 5 past, so I think we're good to go. So hi everyone, Catherine Reynolds here from .ca. Bart and I worked on the draft report, which I sent to the group about an hour ago, which didn't give you much time to open it, I'm sure. What Bart and I did was we essentially working with the structure that Bart suggested, we sort of filled in all of the blanks, including putting into sort of narrative and in chart form all the different pieces of information the group gathered. We clearly lay out at the beginning on page one what the group's mandate was, what the study group's mandate was. And before I continue, I should ask, because everyone received it. Did my email get through?
I got it.
Oh, good. Okay, good. So
I got it, and I tried to skim it now.
Yeah. Well, there isn't anything. There's a few things I want to discuss because we may have taken a few liberties, but most of it is repeating what we've been asked to do. I made this statement. If you see on page one, the bottom paragraph, I say the study group did not consider the merits of wildcarding nor methods to engage CCTLDs who are using wildcards, or maybe I should say, or potential methods, because we thought it would be important that the council be aware of the fact that this is it's not a, you know, our recommendations don't extend to telling CCTLDs whether wildcarding is bad or not. It's really a study of the issues. That's what we were asked to do, and we stuck to our mandate. And then we also made the point that the research is not scientific. It is really anecdotal, just so that we're clear on our methods and that there are, as we've discovered in the past couple of weeks, there's so much more information we really could technically gather about wildcarding that we didn't really go there. We stuck to the anecdotal analysis.
Some things that we were not aware of.
Right, exactly. Some things we learned later, and it's very valuable, but we learned them as we were studying the issues. So we go then through at point number two, wildcarding and harms, and this is based mostly on Andre's work, which was very complete, and we then go on at point number three on which CCs are wildcarding. As we all know, a few CCs dropped wildcarding while we were engaging in this exercise,
right.
So we've made that clear. We included the reasons that the members, the CCs who do engage in wildcarding, what they've provided. So it's very valuable, useful information to share. And then that's followed by the anecdotal evidence of the harms, that is the mapping exercise, including some of the just the basic protocol tests that I included. Our recommendations at point four are that that we engage in, and this is, I'd like the working group's input on this, because this may not be what everyone agrees with, but I thought that we could recommend the dialogue continue, dialogue be fostered. We've discovered that many of the country codes were very helpful and amenable to sharing information about their practice, so that was really encouraging, and perhaps that it may be helpful to clarify, that wildcarding is sort of one behavior and that there's other types of synthesis that maybe should be addressed. I'm not sure. I don't know what you think. Perhaps just further clarification should be sought on what types of behavior are considered more or less dangerous by SAC. so that's sort of a gray area. I would have liked to maybe some contributions from the working group on. And I don't know if we would like to include any other recommendations. So that's we can discuss that. And then finally, we go through the process of how we conducted our work, what we did, what type of work we did, who our members and chairs are. So that summarizes very quickly our report. I think it's quite comprehensive. I think it has everything in it, but do correct me if I'm wrong. And I have to say that I didn't go in too deeply into the information we got from Andre Jaffe and Kim following the more recent discussions, because I thought perhaps we could ask someone else, maybe even Jaffe or Andre or someone who's more comfortable technically to describe the differences between the data, because I didn't want to misrepresent it while trying to repeat what I was reading in the emails. So that's something else that is a gap that must be filled.
Yeah, I'm thinking that is information that would actually add to our report, but I agree with Catherine in saying that somebody with more technical, who is more, comfortable, technically, should help us do this.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Catherine, I didn't catch the beginning of your speech. Did you say, what parts should some more technical person look at?
The recent discussions that have been engaged in with respect to the definition of wildcarding and how some CCs appear to be redirecting, but it isn't technically wildcarding because of certain rules under the RFP.
Uh-huh.
And just sort of explaining this to the council and to the community, that there are behaviors that look like redirection and that may fall under the same, that may qualify as redirection, but they weren't considered during our analysis, and perhaps they should be considered as part of the bigger, of the list of.
But with a focus on TLDs, right? We do ignore like redirecting on ISP level, for
correct.
Example.
No ISP. No, I mean only CC community, only CC TLDs.
So I would be really happy to look at that and explain the details. Yeah, no problem.
That would be great, because if you could send me just a paragraph summarizing what transpired, because we did discover some interesting new facts over the past few weeks about different tests revealed different things about different behaviors. So if we could summarize that,
sure,
if you don't mind summarizing that, Andre, then I can add that to the report. I think it is very helpful. For the council to understand the community, but yes, limited to CCTLDs.
Okay, good, no problem.
And do you have any other ideas about recommendations that we may want to make or not make? Something we may want to avoid doing,
Yeah, I should look at the chapter number 3 at the table. I think I could extend it. I'm not sure, because it's too fast for me, but maybe I may add something. And to the recommendations, it's hard to say, because we really can't do much, right?
I know.
We can just maybe... What we can do is that those wildcarding CCTLDs should follow some sort of, if they really need to do wildcarding, they should maybe try to minimize the harms. But I don't think we can really write a manual how to minimize all those harms. That wouldn't be useful.
I'm actually wondering, if we look at the tables.
Yes.
You try to the mapping.
Yes.
Right. I'm thinking that some of these would actually that there would be an agreement by most people in terms of how some of these are really, really not desirable, or would actually be, I guess, detrimental or contribute to a much less desirable user experience.
Should we be making that recommendation, or should we recommend that the council consider which harms it considers
that would
totally undesirable and which are not undesirable?
That would be good, right. The other thing is, as for the references, not the references. Did we try to kind of see which CCs would fall under which of these lists of harms?
Well, the mapping exercise does state under the second column, country code, which CC each particular harm applies to. So for some it's all, and for others it's only a few, and the column explains why. So it actually is would be simple to identify which ones are engaging in which type of harm.
This is the country code, right, column, right?
Yes.
Right. It would be better if we could try to, well, maybe not us, but recommend to the council, as Catherine suggested, to come up with which one of these harms lists would be truly not recommended by the CC Council, which the CC Council recommends not engage in.
Right.
And I'm not using. I know I'm not being clear, but I hope you understand what I'm trying to say.
I understand. I think that an interesting recommendation. I would be happy to add that to our recommendations that the council should consider. Consider that as a next step if they wish to take action with
right.
this report. I mean, it's
okay.
It. What do you think, Andre?
Andre has actually dropped off the call, I'm trying to get him reconnected. So.
Okay. What do you think? Sorry, I missed the other member. What do you think,
Patrick Hosting?
Patrick.
Hi. Yeah. This is. I have to apologize. I haven't been following this too closely, but. One question I have is of course there are harms to those to the CCTLDs who do the wildcarding, but in terms of the harms that are done to the non-wildcarding CCTLDs, are there any, and if so, should we emphasize those, because those are the harms that really affect the majority of people, right?
So harms to the other CCTLDs who do not engage in wildcarding.
Yes, the harms caused by wildcarding to those who do not do wildcarding.
Perhaps Andre can when he gets back on, we'll be able to answer a little bit better than I. But I can say perhaps that many of the harms listed affect not only country code top-level domains, but also users, I mean, around the world. But if we're going to look specifically at CCTLDs, perhaps we could wait for Andre to get back on the line to help us navigate that question.
That is a bit of a problem, just so you know. It's a problem to get him back. He can't dial in back, and he's too far from his hotel room to be dialed in. So just so you know, we're working on it, but it's a problem.
Okay. So I'll sort of park that for a minute, and then maybe we can get back to it, or I can always send Andre an email as well. Unless you have an idea about that, Youngham.
Yeah, Catherine. As for what Patrick was saying, I would think that if it is harmful to the CCs that are not wildcarding, it would be harmful to the rest of the internet community.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be we're trying to look at the harms list mostly for the users of the specific CCs.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we were actually, Patrick requested to look. We had a very sort of limited mandate about what we were to examine. So perhaps it's enough, perhaps that question is answered enough in the harms that are actually enumerated by the SAC and ICANN staff and the Internet Architecture Board. We have a number of references which provide us with the guidance as far as what is considered a harm and how it works. So that may it may be sufficiently addressed already in those lists. And
So I guess we can just make suggestions as to what they should not do, but the ultimate decision is up to the CCTLD, I guess.
Well, and I don't know if our group has the mandate to recommend what CCTLD should not do. We're looking more at a global view of what's going on, providing that to the council to equip the council with the tools to perhaps make recommendations. So I think maybe we don't want to judge per se in our report at this point. I think we've been asked to prepare more of a study. And it's possible the council will turn to us again and say, okay, now address this specific recommendation. You know, it's possible that will occur. But I think we should limit our recommendations to more neutral or global or higher level recommendations.
Okay, I agree fully. I think, we should leave it up to the council to come up with best practices, et cetera. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And Catherine?
Yes.
In Section 3?
Yes.
The CC's wildcarding?
Yes.
I think we should try to, describe how we came up with this list.
Okay.
We were actually initially provided the list by IANA, which is Kim.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were made aware of some other CCs by the members of the community. Some other members of the community brought a couple of the CCs up, like Columbia, which was not identified by Kim, but identified by LabTLD, for example, and .jp, which actually came to us and stated that they have been wildcarding and described their situation to us.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we should try to do that. And then
that's
I think where we should describe the fact that that this is not a complete list, and that's why this is anecdotal, and that that we should maybe explore further mechanisms to identify.
Uh-huh. That's good. Yeah, that's very good.
Okay,
so
I'm sorry, I was...
Sorry.
Yeah.
Hi, Andre.
Was there something that required me, actually, or...
Well, I think we worked around it ourselves with respect to Patrick's question, which was whether we should identify harms posed specifically to non-wildcarding CCTLDs. But we thought perhaps we should, the harms listed really apply to all internet users, and that because of the sort of global high-level nature of our study, that we would leave our analysis of the harms the way it is, and let the council decide if they need more information or if they want to make any recommendations. Young just made a very a good point that under point three, section three, we should elaborate a little more on the fact that other members of the community came forward with information that was outside of IANA's list. That includes .co and .jp, but also the others that we've discovered in time, such as .mp from our own office here, our own technical office, and I think there were a few others that Jap and Kim raised. That's the portion that you'll be assisting us with, I think. So I think that would be a good place to add that information under section three.
Right. Mechanisms of identifying which CCs are actually wildcarding, or maybe we might want to. I don't know if wildcarding is the appropriate word to describe the behaviors of all these CCs, but that would also. We might just. Not make a judgment there, but just bring that issue up.
Yeah, bring that issue up.
Right.
Okay.
Because what JP was doing and actually what KR was doing was actually not wildcarding. It was just actually basically the opposite, to make sure that it is not, that it is.
Right.
It gets where it wanted to go to.
Exactly, and yet exactly. So that's a very I think that's a really good point to raise there. And I'm just going to see what else I wrote down here. Andre, were you on the call when we discussed recommending to the council that they consider which harms are really undesirable and should not, and that the council recommend which should not be engaged, which types of...
Do you believe that we should really let something on council? Because I think the study group should probably recommend, right? They can just either agree or disagree, but I think we should make those recommendations, I believe.
Okay, so the study group recommend which... harms are really undesirable. My only concern is that it would be outside of our mandate or our scope. But
oh really? Uh-huh. Okay.
This was just to study the behaviors and not if there was no mandate for us to recommend.
Okay. So then ignore me.
Present and discuss is what we've present and discuss our findings. And perhaps I was discussing the process with Bart this morning, and he stated what we can do is following the presentation in Brussels, we may get feedback from the members stating that, more or less or whatever is required, and we can then amend our report and submit it to the council, I don't know, Wednesday or whatever. So he explained that we can, drag this out longer and make sure we've hit the nail on the head. So it's possible at that point we're asked to go a little deeper. But if we only recommend that the council consider it, then at least it's... not committing us to anything, and I don't think we'd be outside of our scope.
Okay. Yeah. So we We actually do have a meeting on the 20th, right?
Yes, we do, yes.
Right,
yeah.
The afternoon on the 20th, and then we can meet and then make the presentation and then get the feedback,
yes.
make additions, and then submit it.
Yes. Now, what I would like, if possible, to request that, I don't quite remember what Bart requested, and I think we should all speak with one voice here, but we would ask that if you have any, I've written everything down that we've discussed today, and I'll make the amendments that we've discussed, but if you have anything else or any other points, by all means, please send to me and Bart, I guess, or the whole group, any type of comments or changes you'd like to, or things you'd like to add. And he said, let me see here, we're going to draft today and tomorrow. I think maybe it's quite short notice, but I'm leaving for Brussels Saturday, and I guess I'd like to have it all as much done as possible by Friday. End of day Canadian time, so and send around to the group probably by, let's say, noon in Canada so that the rest of the world, I realize we're not the center of the earth here, we're really far far west. Perhaps by noon Friday I could send a semi-final document. But if you wouldn't mind sending to me anything else, I guess, by Thursday, that would provide me with enough time to incorporate it and send another document.
I'm also wondering if maybe we should, I mean, was there a requirement for us, I'm trying to think, to make this document public before we do anything with it?
I don't think so, no.
No, I don't think so. I'm looking at our scope, and it says to present and discuss the results of the study.
Okay, so if we present it during the meeting, that's enough.
I think that's
great.
Sufficient, yeah.
Great.
Yes, and then it can be public afterwards. Yeah.
Okay, so I will review this a little more, and I know you have to go, so.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. So if we could ask then that sometime, as long as it's Thursday somewhere in the world, if you could send me your comments, and I will try to make the second draft available by noon Canadian Eastern Standard Time Friday, which gives everyone a chance to you know, print it or save it or whatever and bring it with you to our meeting on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Just
okay.
Around the corner.
Okay, great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll see you soon.
Thank you, everyone.
See
bye.
You.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.